Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I recently found some interesting information on the loss of ships on the shores of Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties from 1850 through 1964. I have heard about a number of shipwrecks on our coast, but I had no idea of the magnitude. In Humboldt County from 1850 to 1900, a span of 50 years, there were 57 ships lost due to collision, grounding, and foundering, compared to 166, almost three times as many, lost on the Mendocino coast. Most were sailing ships, but not all. In 1860, the 200-foot sidewheeler Northerner struck a rock off Centerville Beach with a loss of 38 lives. In 1863, the tug Merrimack flipped in the Humboldt Bay entrance with a loss of her total crew of 18. In 1888, the steam schooner Mendocino wrecked on Humboldt Bar with the loss of a child. During the next 50 years, 1901 through 1950, 53 more vessels were lost in Humboldt, compared to 30 in Mendocino. In 1906, the sailing schooner Corinthian went down with all 12 on board. In 1907, the same year, the steamer Corona ran aground on Humboldt Bar with the loss of one life. The first ship equipped with electric lights collided with the steam schooner San Pedro off Shelter Cove, resulting in the loss of 87. In 1916, the ocean liner Bear struck rocks with a loss of five. The 426-foot Navy cruiser USS Milwaukee went aground on Samoa Beach in 1917 with a crew of 438. No lives were lost. In 1921, the ocean liner Alaska struck Blunt's Reef with a loss of 42 lives. In 1931, the schooner Brooklyn capsized in Humboldt Bar with a loss of 18. 1941 saw the tanker Amedeo torpedoed by a Japanese submarine off Cape Mendocino with a loss of five. From 1951 through 1964, 12 more ships were lost in Humboldt, compared to five in Mendocino, making a total of 122 ships lost in 112 years in Humboldt, and 201 ships lost in Mendocino for the same period. Why the huge amount of ships in Mendocino? The county had no safe harbors, and the sailing ships anchored or tied up offshore to load and unload, becoming victims of heavy seas and treacherous currents that broke mooring lines and dragged anchors. This same 112 years saw 18 vessels wrecked in Del Norte County, which included the tragic loss of 244 lives when the steam sidewheeler Brother Jonathan ran onto St. George Reef, just west of Crescent City. Over the years, improved vessels and maritime navigation drastically reduced ship loss. That's the good news. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.